It's not common for Young to apologize for anything he said, but it happened Friday morning. Young is the focus of national headlines, blogs, and a flurry of official statements, all criticizing the 79-year-old Republican. Young used a derogatory term for Mexican field workers during a news conference Wednesday in Ketchikan. The original story aired Thursday and quickly went viral. Young's office issued a statement Thursday evening that fell short of an apology. It didn't satisfy Republican leaders who are trying to bolster their image among immigrants. Friday morning, House Speaker John Boehner condemned Young's use of the word and called for a true apology. Later Friday, Young issued another statement apologizing for the, quote, insensitive term. He says there was no malice in his heart and no intent to offend. Lupe Mariquin of the Hispanic Affairs Council of Alaska says she's disappointed that Young would use such a word, apparently without understanding that it's derogatory. She says his explanation that it was a word used in his childhood is a poor excuse.
We've all grown up with things we've heard, and when we know that we're wrong, we grow up and we learn not to do that, and it surprises me that after all these years, Mr. Young is a very smart man, and that he wouldn't discard that word from his vocabulary and use respectful words.
Mariquin says her reaction upon hearing that term from Alaska's elected representative was offense.
I was totally offended that he just used that word. And the surprising thing was that he used it without, I mean, it was just the inflection in his voice didn't change. It was just a part of his vocabulary. That's what he calls them.
Mariquin notes that migrant farm workers are part of Mexican-American culture and that they're strong, hardworking people.
But the term wetback was never meant as a term of endearment.
In his Friday apology, Young says, quote, that word and the negative attitudes that come with it should be left in the 20th century, and I'm sorry this has shifted our focus away from comprehensive immigration reform. During his Ketchikan visit, Young did address immigration reform as well, in response to a question from the audience at a town hall-style meeting. He did indicate that a change is needed in the system.
Anybody here illegally is here illegally, and they're not going to get in front of the line. They should go behind the line. It is very difficult to get into this country. I've talked to some illegal people and said, why do you come in here illegally? They said, it takes me 14 years to get into the United States legally. I can get here in 12 hours, illegally. Why should I wait 14 years?
Young says the U.S. should expedite the process for legal immigration. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.